As we come to celebrate communion this morning, I would invite you to turn in your Bibles to the book of Zechariah, chapter 12. If you sneak a peek at your table of contents, that's okay. No one around you will notice. You can turn to the book of Matthew and go backwards a couple of pages. In Zechariah chapter 12, God makes some promises concerning the nation of Israel. And I'll read for you from verse 10. This is Yahweh speaking. And he says, I will pour out on the house of David and on the inhabitants of Jerusalem the spirit of grace and supplication, so that they will look on me whom they have pierced. And they will mourn for him as one mourns for an only son. And they will weep bitterly over him like the bitter weeping over a firstborn. This is a remarkable passage. A prediction not only of the death of Yahweh in the flesh, but also a response to Yahweh's death that is still yet to come. Mankind has a problem. The problem is called sin. We all have that problem genetically from our parents. All of us sin by activity which flows out of our nature. And God made promises through a specific people, the nation of Israel, a people he selected out to be his own people for his own possession. And he promised a Messiah through their line, through the nation of Israel, through the house of David. And as you know, that Messiah was none other than Jesus, born of Mary, born in or growing up in Nazareth, born in the household of David. And this baby who was born at Bethlehem, this man who grew up and did miracles, was none other than Yahweh in the flesh. And he was killed at the hands of the Roman soldiers. And he was killed at the hands of the Jewish nation. Here in Zechariah chapter 12, God gives the Jewish nation credit for the piercing of their own Messiah. And yet he makes a promise to them in Zechariah 12:10 that he himself will pour out his spirit, here called the spirit of grace and supplication. And that spirit of grace and supplication will produce in them a looking toward that pierced Messiah. And a weeping over him, a mourning for him as the bitter weeping over a firstborn lost. Interesting, in Zechariah 12:10, you have all three members of the Trinity here. I, Yahweh, will pour out my spirit so that they will look on my son. Notice what God says about this one who is pierced. He says, they will look on me, Yahweh, whom they have pierced, and they will mourn for him. Did you notice the change in pronouns? Something very interesting is going on here. Yahweh will be pierced and they will mourn for him. That is God the Son, the Lord Jesus, the Messiah. You see, the spirit of grace that would be poured out on the nation of Israel in the future so that they will look back and see that the Messiah they rejected, the Messiah that was crushed at the hands of God, the Messiah that was pierced by their own hands, is none other than their only hope for sin, for forgiveness, for life, for restoration, for union with Yahweh. He goes on to say in the next chapter that in that day the fountain will be opened up and they will say, Yahweh is our God, and we are Yahweh's people. But you see, the spirit of grace and supplication must come for that to happen. Messiah was crushed, Messiah was killed, Messiah was already pierced. And yet something is required for the eyes of sinful people to be opened, for the hearts to embrace this substitute sacrifice as a payment for sin. The Holy Spirit of God must work a miracle in the heart. And God will do that on a national scale in national repentance for the nation of Israel in the future. You and I here who eat this bread and drink this cup participate in something that was promised to Israel. You and I all ought to sit here in Zechariah 12:10 and think, what am I doing here? What business do I have with Yahweh? And yet this same God who made promises to his people through whom Messiah came also said, this Messiah will be a blessing to the nations. That's us. And we get to participate in a pierced Messiah who is none other than Yahweh. The only hope for forgiveness of sin is that God himself would come in the flesh, take sin upon himself, be crushed, be pierced for that sin, so that we, the sinners, go free. And the only way you and I can appropriate the forgiveness that is purchased by Jesus' blood is if the Holy Spirit of God pours out grace and supplication in our hearts. Grace, unmerited favor of God, that we would look to Jesus and supplication, that is asking God, God, can I be forgiven? Can I come to this Messiah? Can his blood cover my sin? And that's exactly what we celebrate today. That you and I grafted in as outsiders into this promised Messiah, so that we say, I have no business participating in God's forgiveness, and yet here I am. I don't deserve this, and yet this is my only hope. Christian, if your sins have been forgiven, if you have found Jesus the Messiah to be your only hope for reconciliation to God through his blood, then this juice we're about to drink, this bread we're about to eat is for you to remember Jesus and what he has done. If you're here this morning and you don't yet belong to Jesus, our prayer is that you would repent, that you would find the spirit of grace and supplication to ask God to include you in his forgiveness offered by the blood of his own Son. Do you know that today you can have life, peace with God, forgiveness, the guarantee of a secured eternity with him? Ask him for it. Ask him for it today. If you're not a believer, we ask you not to participate in communion. This is for believers. If you are a believer, examine your heart, confess any sin you need to confess, and enjoy the forgiveness that has been purchased for you at the cross by the blood of Messiah, Yahweh himself in the flesh. The men are going to come now and distribute the juice and the bread.